Episode 3, of course, you should do a thorough analysis of keywords and search phrases before starting the Google AdWords campaign. Otherwise, it is comparable to hunting with your eyes closed. You can hit something if you are extremely lucky. YouTube is something you should spend time on. It gives your content traffic, ranks relatively instantly on Google. YouTube is one of the heavyweights that holds the absolute highest place in the marketing pyramid. A general tip is not to compromise on quality and design. Do not publish content just for the sake of publishing. Publish content that adds value, an experience associated with emotions, etc. Some internet marketers choose to publish content that is linked to questions text how to, what is, who is, the best, how much, etc. You do this for a reason, and the reason is that you know that people search for answers on Google, and in connection with this, questions are stated. By publishing this kind of content, the content is directed to exactly the question that the Google user asks. Note, exactly to the question that the Google user asks. Here the content creator chooses quality before pulp. This type of marketing method can be beneficial when selling a product or service. So how can you make social media use more efficient? Or how to automate social media? Yes, you can streamline, and yes, you can automate. Personally, I use Ift for this. Ift is a free service that helps you link your social media and blogs. For example, when a new blog post is made, it is automatically shared on my social media. In general, this is a good marketing tool. What is less good is that it can be difficult to get tags, shoutouts, and other detailed information. The variant of Ift is Slack, which is also used to connect different platforms. I want to raise a finger for the use of Ift and Slack. Do not start spamming. Post only posts that add value. Build your online profile with quality content and nothing else. The time for fast and easy has passed. Focus on the long term and feel free to make a schedule for when, what, and where you will post content. And do not copy anyone else's content. Do you need a website? It depends on what your purpose of online presence is. Many people often choose to have a website as a starting point. It is on the website that original content is published, and based on this later shared on social media to reach the target group. I would probably say that all kinds of marketing are at their best when combined. So yes, you have chosen to create an online profile that is public, then you should have a website as well. Today, there are complete solutions for websites that include domain and web hosting. These solutions are not too expensive, but they cost money. Personally, I have chosen free alternatives to all online activities.